another 10-minute song. But actually, I only had the first verse up to the day I recorded the master vocal, and I had to write the second verse right before I went in to sing it, because I just didn't have it. And I kept saying, it'll come, and it didn't come. And then the day of reckoning came that I had to finish the song, so I work well under pressure. And we really had fun with this one. Kunkel came in, and he played a thermos on this one, and he played his shoe, and I had 8 people in the studio walking on a linoleum floor. We mic'd the floor, and they were walking behind it. Just did a whole track of that, and we doubled it. And Kunkel was really getting into the madness of playing shoes and thermos bottles and things. So all that was left was to put on the background, and I'm trying to... Chris did the background on this. Really good, solid background part. And I didn't know really what guitars to put on. Here I'm giving all my secrets away. So I had this old country gentleman electric guitar that I had. And this is a situation in where we mic'd the guitar very, real closely, about 4 mics, wide open. And I played it acoustically with no amp at all. And then double that guitar. And it was a thing that I thought I could do it better, so I wanted to do it again, and it sounded awful. For some reason, that one day, it happened. And you just start sifting around. And it's a very imperfect album. I hate perfect albums. I want to see the people doing what they do on that record. One of my favorite records of all time is Night Moves. The guitar is out of tune. The time is off. It's real. It's real. And the movies that I love are real movies, you know. The early 50s records are real records. I want to keep it real. So you might hear the record go 4.5 months, and there's these mistakes were there on purpose.